everyone. Well, today is Saturday, and that's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And our day today is the 27th of January, 2018. So here we go. Let's clear that energy away from this date. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, there we go. That's released. So that's good. And bring up typing picture on your monitor screen, and we'll energize that for you with energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that away from you, a timeline that you're on that may not be one that you want to be on. So think of something. Here we go, releasing that timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okie doke, we'll turn it over to Ann tonight. So Ann, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is the Ron Amitron Healing Show. That is Ron Amitron speaking and doing our wonderful, those wonderful clearings for us at the start of every show. Welcome. If you're new, Ron has a terrific website you'll want to check out, creationlightship.com, where he has a lot of explanations, a lot of healings, and much to explore there. Tonight is Saturday, so that is a special night for everyone, where later in the show, Ron will actually be taking us on a visit to Creation Lightship, where we can request one physical healing for the light being doctors to work on for us, and you'll want to be somewhat prepared for that by knowing what issue you want to request in all the different rooms we go into. You can keep saying it over and over again, what the issue is, or you can write it down and have it on you or next to you when we do that trip. Also, we visit different rooms in nature in which all of the light beings there are still doctors and still healing us, but we can, for instance, go into the room where there are polar bears, and you'll be able to experience source energy, real polar bear energies, and it's really a wonderful experience. So you may send us requests for any of those rooms you'd like to visit tonight. And there are two ways to reach co-hosts for our shows, and that is to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or to click on the button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page. So, once again, welcome everyone. We're happy you're here. Send any comments, testimonials, questions that you have for Ron and I'll get them when the show is on tonight. So, Ron, thank you very much for activating the light being and clearing the date for us, as you always do. It seemed like tonight's date was a little gentler than last night's date, as you said, was harder to clear. But thank you for doing that for us. And let's see. I can get right into the emails if you'd like me to. We already are getting some.
Sure, go ahead. I'll be good.
Oh, someone's making a request that we go to the food court tonight, which we usually do on the first of the month, but we'll see. We'll put that request in, and I guess Ron will decide if that's appropriate, but that is always a fun one. Okay, so I'm going to start with some testimonials, Ron, that people have sent in. Thank you, Ron. My energy is through the roof. I'm really high, have really high energy, and people see it on me. I have no one to relate to, as I don't know anyone who does clearings. And I know for a fact I'm the only one who logs on to creationlightship.com in my city that I live in. I can tell if it's a woman or a man without even seeing them, but when I know someone's there, I can also see invisible alien life forms. I am moving on with my life, and so is the planet, and in the new Earth energy is so awesome. I practice living there all the time. For someone who has been listening since 2009, it isn't that hard.
Yeah, great. It'd be interesting if you have seen like the light beams in their more physical type form, where they look more human, working on you. A lot of people have seen that. So that's just kind of curious there. Before we get into the prerequisites, well, we can talk about that. So we're doing having a call, a $20 call, in February. It should be, the 24th of February, which is a Saturday, and it will start at 1 o'clock. This call is going to be with, your bone density type of healing. The other things going on with the bones, but we'll just call it maybe the bone density clearing. Now, what you need to have under your belt before this to help yourself move more forward. And some people always ask me, what clearing should we do next, Ron? I did so many of them here. I got maybe a half a dozen to 10, and you're wondering kind of what to do next. So here's what you need for that call. You need to have, your emotional body. These are whole lifetime clearings, emotional body and mental body. And possibly if you've done the cellular mental clearing, if that's okay. But what you want to have after that would be the, actually in the body jumpstart, it's the body rejuvenation clearing. And then you also would need, what other clearing it was. We're just talking about it, Ann.
The mental barcode. And the
barcode, yeah. So the mental barcode you need, and you need the body rejuvenation, but you're probably better off buying the bundle to the body jumpstart, because that lasts for 3 months. If you've already dealt with that, you can go in and get the body rejuvenation. I think we have three different prices on that. So you can, kind of get a heads up on that one. But I'll turn it over to you, Ann. Maybe you can describe that a little better.
Yes, I'd be happy to. The Body Jumpstart Special, which I know a lot of our listeners have done, it's wonderful. It lasts for 3 months, and it includes, as Ron mentioned, the body system rejuvenation, the mind of the body clearing, the magnetic and twisted body clearing, the infection body clearing, and the circulatory system clearing. And all of those, with the exception of one, can be purchased as whole life healings, which is wonderful too. So, for instance, once the 3 months is up, you can continue to use all of those as whole life clearings for simply adding another $50 onto each one. The exception there is the body system rejuvenation, but there is an option to buy that for 1 week, 1 day, I'm sorry, 1 day, 1 week, or 6 weeks. So that's what I plan to do, because I have done the Body Jumpstart Special, and I have all of these healings already as whole life, so I'm going to go in and do the body jumpstart. I'm sorry, the body system rejuvenation clearing. And so, Ron, we should focus on, well, of course, if you get the body jumpstart, you can do a lot of different things for your body and your health. But we want to spend a lot of clearing time on bone density, right? So that we're kind of prepared for moving along towards the call on February 24th?
That's correct, uh-huh.
Okay, and then I just wanted to say I opened up the mental barcode clearing so we could talk about that in a little more detail. The mental barcode removal unlimited is $150, and Ron is treating it exactly like the death barcodes, and he'd like you to send him an email to ask how many mental barcodes you have. And then it has four steps. Step one is body connection. Step two is mind-to-body disconnection. Step three is mind-to-spirit disconnection. And step four is spirit integration. Now, the default time on this healing is 180 minutes. But Ron recognized that we're going to get, some of us, some high numbers. So he has said that 30 minutes for each section is sufficient. So you don't have to do each section for 3 hours. So I think, you know, they're pretty easy to find if you just put them in the search box on the upper left side of Ron's website. And I'm really looking forward to get going on them. So thank you, Ron. We'll be all set for the bone density call.
So I could do a couple of samples if you want to. Maybe if you open it up, Anne, and just see what's there, and I'll do a couple of samples for people. Maybe I'll do one sample for maybe one death barcode, or not death, but the barcode for that, and do another one maybe after 10 minutes or something, just so you can have two of them.
Okay. Well, so if you're going to, are you saying you'll just like remove our first two barcodes, or do you want to do it in the sections that are listed?
I'll just remove the first two. You can always do it over again because it might be a little more, energy on it because you're on the website and it's for 30 minutes. Okay. But you know, you may get 80% of it released. So this is just to give you a sampling of what it's like. So I guess I'll release the first mental barcode, okay? So kind of just sit back and relax and here we go. There's some people that maybe, you know, maybe they're questioning what's happening here. So if you have any questions, then I would just, you know, not have it done for you, okay? So here we go. So people who want to have it, you can say yes. And here we go. I'll take this away. I have to count to 100 and see how your mind is working with this here. Where there's a lot of attachments and cordings from the mind as a barcode to your brain and to your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So let's just see how that is settling in with you. So back to you, Ann. I could do another sample, but I'd rather wait a little bit here so people can actually sense the energy flowing through them. So.
Yes, and yes, and please send in, wow, I felt like something, are they going to actually be in our head, Ron, like in our brain, these barcodes?
It's hard to say.
Because I thought, was it my imagination? I really felt like I felt something in the top of my head.
Yeah, well, it could be roots coming out of you.
Oh, okay.
Whenever you have energetic cordings, stuff happens.
Okay. All righty, let me go. Thank you, Ron, for doing that, and we'd love to hear how people feel and what they felt. And I'll keep going into our emails here. Thank you, people are requesting rooms. We appreciate that. It makes it fun. Okay, someone wrote in, this is interesting. We were talking about birds chirping and chasing away negative energies. And in a movie I just saw, a single giant bird chirps and chases away a police car. Very interesting how it all connects. The police are negative. So, yeah, we do see a lot of what you talk about in the movies and things, Ron. We talked about that last night. And then we had a really wonderful testimonial last night about how someone was very powerfully affected by the anger clearing. And tonight someone wrote in a testimonial about the judgment clearing, Ron. So they just did it. I could hardly breathe. I felt choking, like something was stuck in my throat. There was a lot of energy in my heart and feet where I have some nerve pain from medication. My feet started shaking and moving around. I started repeating to myself words like sin and damnation, etc. Saw in my mind's eye men in black robes and felt fire. My family history involves my grandmother who had religious mania and before her death was convinced she would go to hell. I saw her as a child, wide-eyed and intense. She scared me. I felt a huge load release. Thank you, Ron, so much.
Great.
Yeah, so it's wonderful when people who, I think both those people who wrote these testimonials and have quite a few other healings under their belt, and then you hit on one that really, you know, turns the corner for you and really clears things out. That's really wonderful. And, okay, so someone... last night, as always on Friday, it's paranormal and night, and someone did send something in we didn't get a chance to get to. I had a dream that I found a creature, something like a rat or a possum in my closet, and it was afraid of me, so I sent it love energy from my heart center. I feel that this energy was actually stolen from me by something else, and the dream was just a way to get me to release energy. Could that be true?
I'd say, yeah, that's a good way to look at it, yeah.
Wow.
Remember, everything is timelines. So how, maybe, did you get on the timeline? Remember, you're living your ancestors, so there's a lot of stuff that could happen. But once you kind of realize that, you know, you're going to know that, yeah, wow, I'm living my ancestors' belief systems, and I wonder why I'm getting into trouble or having situations going on. Well, remember, that's, you know, what you're looking at is all these timelines from your ancestors, which is their lives, and they're all inside of you. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's tricky. And when I have a dream, I put it on a document, if I remember it, and then when I'm doing timeline crashes, I have a record, and I just keep moving it down, so I never read them again, but that's what I suggest. So the next time you do your sets of timeline crashes, you can put that in there. Okay. Okay. During the brain infusion call, I asked the light beings to remove any barcodes. I'm not sure if that worked or not. Still recuperating from that call.
Yeah, no, the light beams won't do that.
Okay.
They're only going to do, you know, working with your computer, what the clearing is used for that you're on. So you can't, you know, ask them to do something other than what the clearing is used for.
Right. So I think that this person and this people, just a quick reminder, when you write to us, if it's something personal or about payments or something like that that you need an answer back, you need to send an email, because sometimes people send something and they have a private question or something, and they send it on the BBS Fast Chat, and that's anonymous, so we don't know, we can't answer you. So I would suggest this person, if they're listening to, yes, I would send Ron an email to ask how many mental barcodes you have. Okay, and just try to remember that when you send us something that way, we do not have your email address. So someone just wrote in, I tell people that dreams are timelines and that they're fake and there's a real life out there all in the dreams. I teach people the mind-to-heart drop in dreams, too. All very weird to me. Oh, that's interesting. This person is teaching in their dreams, teaching people the mind-to-heart drop.
That's good.
So.
Oh, if you're getting across the... Maybe you're interfering with the alien. That's pretty good. Wow, that's cool.
So I also want to just remind people, I pulled it up earlier myself so I could go over the Body Jumpstart special. On the BBS chat page, if you click that, at the top there's a section called Clearings, and one of the subsections under there is Bundles. So someone was asking about the Mind Matrix bundle, and what's in it is listed there. Ron also has the Alien Freedom Bundle. Of course, the Body Jumpstart we just talked about, the Mind Matrix Bundle, the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, and the Prosperity Jumpstart Special. So those are all really worth taking a look at, and very generous of Ron. They're very economical and a great deal. So anything you need to know is there. And see here. Thank you again for sending in
and
all.
And remember,
your...
on the clearings, there's two types of clearings. There's external clearings, which is, you know, the curses, sexless spells, dark side practitioner, all the 16 clearings that we have on the website that you probably have been doing, those are also external clearings. The media clearing is external. Well, these are things that, you know, is affecting you from outside of yourself. Now, let's just say that you're new to what we're doing here, and you go, wow, I'm going to do all these 16 clearings, and I'm going to do the media clearing and, you know, whatever else is there, because you feel like things are coming to you externally. So that's great. But the only drawback is you have not ever worked on yourself yet, and because you haven't done any whole lifetime clearings. So, like I say, you know, those clearings that are that most people are using to help themselves out is wonderful, but and if you want to get out of here, at some point, you need to shed your densities, your judgments, your stuff that's inside of you, and that's the life of your ancestors, their memories, their thoughts, that's all inside of you. So you need to get rid of those energies, and that's the most important thing that you can do, is get rid of the energies that are internal in you. That creates and kind of forms in your auric field of what you are going to be, you know, doing next in a sense, because that all deals with the law of cause and effect. So naturally, you want to be out of the law of cause and effect so you can stay in peace. bring peace energy. So you need to do those, you know, clearings that are internal clearings. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Now, I mentioned this to you before the show, that somebody, one of our listeners, and it could be more than one, has a sickness that goes around every year, and I won't say what it is, but I've felt in the past, and I feel like this year too, there's sort of a mind control element to that. And of course, this listener, I'm pretty sure is listening tonight, has the opportunity later of going to the lightship to ask for healing. But I was wondering, Ron, if before that, if you could do a little clearing for people that might have, you know, one of those contagious sicknesses that people get. Even maybe it's partly mental because of the mind control.
I can run source energy to you. Oh, it'll come from source energy to you, not through me. And so, remember, I don't live on the energy on the old earth any longer. So my energy is on the new earth. So I'm directing energy, and it's to you as you're requesting your healings. So here we go. So think of something that you may have, and let's just say that I'll just go a little sideways here quickly. I know a lot of people in the past have complained when the weather changes, maybe, you know, October, November, and normally December when it gets cold out, that they have a sinus condition. They get nasal drip. And what you have then, if you have that condition, then you want to go back on the timelines because you're being copy and pasted on you from your past, and now you got it this year. Whether you want it or not, because you had it 5 years ago. Well, they're reinforcing that each year and dropping that into you. There's also, you know, the F stuff going around, you know. Those things, you know, people have. You know, yeah, people are doing shots for that. Look, and so here we go. So, anyway, I'll do some clearing right now for you. The energy will be taken away from you instantly. How much do you have hidden, say, or you know, I'll just take it away first, and you can see what you have left. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So I got rid of the one timeline that you were focused on, and there's probably other timelines that also eliminated. Now it's up to your body to catch up with the healing process. Be maybe a day or two. What could happen is you could recontaminate yourself because you may hear ads on TV or something. I'll find, you know, something, you know, to take to get rid of this stuff. So when you hear that, all of a sudden, what we did tonight, as you listen to it, puts you onto more timelines that you had cleared off. That's the problem that people have. Have a clearing. Don't look back. It's done. Over with. That's it. You know, if you look back, you could draw it back into your reality and be created again, because that's the way the dark side wants to control you, keep you living your past timelines. Back to you, Ann.
Right, Ron. Yes, thank you so much for those for that great, helpful advice. Someone had as a suggestion for that person that they might benefit from the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And I want to remind people, because this came up recently, and I think I forgot to mention it. One of the wonderful benefits of that clearing is it comes with an auric field protection that you can use unlimited once you purchase that Healing Unlimited. And every once in a while, you can run through the series of clearing nanobites out of your body that are not supposed to be there, the aliens put there. And it's a very thorough, nice clearing. Okay. Okay, I do the mind to
heart. Let me do number two.
Oh, okay, good.
Mind barcode. So here we go, everybody. So just see how you felt. Maybe you have a reference. Maybe you wrote down on a piece of paper, you felt X amount of energy or how the situation was, So here we go, releasing another one off you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Oh, we can get some information from you people out there how you're feeling now. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, and we would love to hear of how people are feeling from the first one and the second one now. And while we're waiting, Ron, I just want to remind everybody about the expos that are coming up. You have three expos, and then one a month for the next 3 months, and the first one is in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo, and that's February 9th through 12th, and they have a website. You can get all the information and cost and everything, and the next one is in New York City. And the one after that in April is in San Mateo, which is right outside of San Francisco. And Ron will be there, which is part of the wonderfulness of going, if you can possibly go to any of these, and or all of them, as many people do, as a matter of fact. Ron sets up a light infusion healing chamber for you to go in periodically throughout the weekend of the expo, and he brings in source energy healing, and you just sit there and enjoy the lovely energy and request your healings while you're there. Now, if you cannot go, Ron has a wonderful offer where you can email him your picture, and for only a $200 donation, he will bring your picture to each of the three expos, and you will receive all of that healing energy throughout the entire weekend. So it's really wonderful, and normally it's $100 per expo. So if you want to get in early and get your picture on for all three of those weekends, Ron will need to receive them by February 5th. So you just do the donation, send Ron your receipt and your picture, and you'll be receiving that healing while he's at the expos. So, it's almost time to go to the lightship. Let me just see if we've heard from anybody about how they're feeling about their mental barcode. I have not done that clearing myself, and I'm looking forward to it, Ron. It felt good. Okay. Oh, more room requests. Okay, so we're not hearing yet from people about... And someone wrote in another suggestion for the person that isn't feeling well, the harmonic frequencies clearing. That always does feel good. That's always a good one. And, of course, we were already talking about the body jumpstart. I'm not sure if that person has done that already or what.
Yeah, and then we have also the set sequence timing body. That connects your spirit more fully and with proper orientation in your body going back from this moment time, because everything starts, in the moment in time and from that timeline that you're, living on. which would not be in the present moment. So it takes that energy, like right now, going back to conception. So the set sequence body can align your spirit in your body and put it in your body properly, like when I do the in and out, okay? That one is probably good to do maybe every 6 months because it can definitely benefit you. Get your spirit, you know, back into alignment. So if you happen to have, let's just say you had a bad accident at 25 and maybe you had, just a lot of troubles, okay? You had situations going on for maybe, I'll just say like a year. Maybe you had to have some pins put in a leg or something, or you know, maybe they had to do some back surgery or just stuff, and it just kind of prolonged over a year, maybe even longer. Well, remember, your spirit doesn't stick around, you know, when you have pain. So this will do, since you're out of pain now, it can go back and come back into your body, you know, when you had the accident, because there's no more pain there, and then reintegrate with you. In fact, I'll do that for you right now. Think of a situation that you had, and it'll be one of those more awful things that you experienced. And I'm going to do this clearing for you to bring your spirit back into your body at that particular, with that situation going on. So here we go. You need to look at it, identify what you want done here. I can only bring energy, you know, from source energy to you for that healing, and your spirit will be there to help you out. So here we go. One, two, three. Oh, that feels very good for some people. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, very, very nice. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So you're now having a healing for the first time from your situation that you had, your major accident. And you actually feel up going back into place again, or corrections being made out of your body. So we'll see if we have any comments. We'll go to the light shift now. So this only works live on the Saturday nights that we have. If you're on archive, you will be feeling peace energy. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tea, garden, plants. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So now you're bilocated. You're exactly where you are now, plus you're on the light shift. And if you're... you can sense or see things, you may start seeing the light beings. So let me get some rooms here. So we have a koala bear room. Let me get some water here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you need to request one particular healing out loud. Maybe request it every 15 seconds to a half a minute. That's when we got a Phoenix room. So I don't know what exactly that is. Oh, maybe, okay, so Phoenix. Here we go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next room is where we had your spirit created. Very interesting to have that room along with what we're just doing on that last healing. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And now we got, it's like the rhino room. So here we go. Rhinos are coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and now we have magnesium sulfate for detoxing and muscle rejuvenation. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we got puppies and kittens, so here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. and we got a room to release. This is like I think the 2012 nano technology stuff. So here we go. This is getting rid of these little nanobots. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And when got two more rooms, that'll be it here. So we have a palm tree room. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Hang on a minute. Stronger, 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 and stronger, and elephants. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And somebody wants to go to the food court. So, I don't know. I'm going to go to the dessert section again. So here we go. It's your choice which type of food you like to have. It'll be a real small portion. You can ask for seconds, but here we go. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We're coming back from the light shift, bringing our animal, pets, flower, tea garden, plants with us. Coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yes, as always, that was really lovely. Thank you. And some nice, really nice news, nice email. Amazingly, almost completely over it now. This is from the person that was feeling sick. After Ron's energy boost, feeling more alert and calm. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, isn't that nice? And
So what I will say, when energy is directed to you, the source energy, it's sort of like, kind of hard to say, but it's kind of like baseball, you know? So the ball is hit, which we'll say is source energy, and you're out there, you know, somewhere on, you know, out in the infield someplace, right? And it's up to you to connect to the source energy. And the way you do that is request healing that you want to have so that you'll be recognized by source energy. So you have to be proactive. And being proactive is what, and responsible for, you know, your healing, your clearings. Because you need to know that, yeah, I would like this. Like I mentioned before, some people that I have worked with a long, long time ago, they really didn't want to have a full healing. They wanted to experience, you know, no pain, no gain, you know. And so what I would do at that time, this is probably going back maybe, 2000 or something. So in fact, I was in Santa Rosa once doing this at some event they had there. At a convention center, no, at a Grange, I think, or one of their parks that they had. But anyway, so what I would do is spread energy and show people, okay, you have a problem. And I'd say, okay, 10 is, we'll say it could be good or bad, but we'll just say that 10 is bad and 1 is good. So I'd say, okay, what number you're at now is a 10. Because you came to me with your, a backpack full of stuff, and you want to have this one particular energy cleared. So they're out of 10. I would work with them maybe for one or two clearings, maybe counting to 10 or something like that. And then I would say, okay, what number are you now? And they'd look at it and go, well, you know, I'm like a 5. I said, okay, you need some more work done. And so I would do another thing maybe for a minute. And, you know, they'd get down to maybe a 2, and they'd go, oh, that's good enough. I didn't know what's causing this here. Kind of like being a Buddhist, I guess. You know, you need to find out what your situation is and what your karma is, which you don't need to have that done with the light. But, people have different belief systems, and so some people didn't want to have everything released, and that's their choice. So when you're doing the clearings and the energy is directed to you, it's up to you to be proactive with the energy and be responsible for the situation that you have created because your ancestors gave it to you. And then from there, the healings can take place according to how you are bringing the energy into your body. And you need to know that this energy is going to work. If you have any kind of thing being skeptical about it, then right away that blocks off the energy coming to you. It's like I say, you know, I guess the best person to have clearance would be somebody who knew nothing about what we're doing. They just showed up, okay? And because they would probably have a really nice feeling. Whereas people who've been stuck in metaphysics for so long with practitioners, you know, and the New Age stuff, they already have a preconceived, you know, information about how things are supposed to work. And what, but you got to release that because you just got to be open to receive. And that's basically it. Oh, it's, I don't know, I guess that's, maybe you could go a little bit more on that, Dan, if you want, for maybe a minute or two, to kind of elaborate on it.
Well, and just recently, now I can't remember if it, you did this on a show or a call, but you did infuse us with the energy of faith, and I can't remember what else, maybe hope, and there was a third energy, or I guess you'd call that an energy. But yes, it's very important to just know that you're healed. Just know that it's over.
Energy,
like
yeah.
the person that had was feeling sick tonight said, "Nah, you know, I'm better." they know, and sometimes you, of course, it's so dense here. We are layered with darkness, so it takes a while for our bodies to catch up to what's done for us on the light ship. So, yeah, to me, that's the most important part. You know, if you've got a set of facts and a bunch of stories about your health, and you go back to that after Ron clears something for you, you're just reinfecting yourself with whatever sickness you have or problem you have.
Yep, yeah, you're invalidating your clearing.
Right.
By going into yesterday's garbage to make today's meal, you know?
Right.
Just get rid of it. Don't look back, you know?
Right. Okay, so we have a couple of people wrote in, Ron, about the mental barcodes. I felt my head jerking with the first mental barcode, then felt a sharp feeling in the base of my skull on the left side. Did not feel much from the second clearing. Thank you so much, Ron. This clearing has been on my list. So that's great.
Great.
We're going to keep going and doing them. You know, remember, everyone, you want to get your number from Ron. Just like with the death barcodes, you don't want to just go in and start doing them. Okay. Someone else wrote in, mental barcodes and spirit healing. Ron, I felt the mental barcode removal was subtle, and I appreciate that as I no longer have a headache. Also, the spirit healing was directed to my right knee, which had been painful all summer, as if a vice grip or clamp, even though I have been on all the special conference calls. I did many clearings on it, and now I trust it's gone for good with my spirit back in place.
Very good, very good.
That's wonderful. Okay.
I'm going to do a clearing here, which is very unusual. This is kind of a new one coming out of the hat here. Let's just say that for some reason, you were going into your accident, you know? You know how time stops for you. And for some reason, your spirit did not out of your body, which it would normally do, because it would know that it's going to be painful. So we'll just say that for some reason, maybe your spirit's is not paying attention. I don't know if I could use that term, but we'll just say that just to make this simple for you. So your spirit wasn't paying attention, and you had your bicycle accident, we'll say, or motorcycle accident, and your spirit now is wrapped in duality and in pain energy, just like you. So you got to see where I'm going with this here. So what I'm going to do for you is release your spirit from that accident, because if it was contaminated at that time, hanging on to that dense energy, it may not ever get cleaned off, because you probably had no way of doing it. Maybe through some of the current clearings, you know, that you may be doing. You know, maybe you just got on the website a couple of years ago and you're doing, you know, spirit clearings on it, you know, spirit infusion, et cetera, and it's getting more light put into it. But if you didn't know about the website, your spirit would be pretty munched up, okay? So I'm going to take that, your spirit off. So you need to think of that accident that you had, and we'll just say this is a possibility for you. So here we go, and taking your spirit out, and it's definitely like fractured. It's in pain, and it's suffering. There we go, and just got released. I'll heal that part of your spirit that got contaminated. We'll put some source energy into it, which it recognizes perfectly. There we go, and it's now being reformed again in light. So it just took on darkness. There we go. It's perfect. Now I'm going to put your spirit back into you. Here we go. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. It's facing the right direction, aligned with you perfectly. I'll just see if we have any comments on that here. I have 5 minutes for the show here to end, so I'd like to know if anybody really felt something from this. Now your spirit can go through, if you do the... that clearing that I mentioned, the set sequence timing body. So now if you do that clearing, and your spirit will now be perfect running through you throughout your whole life. Oh, back to you, Anne. Let's see what we get.
Okay, yes. That was truly amazing, Ron. And the when you did the first part of that healing our spirits or putting our spirits in our bodies at the time of an accident, I felt that very, very powerfully. Like I felt a flow, a really strong energetic flow in all my body, down my arms, legs, everything. It was amazing. Thank you so much. So we'll give people a moment to sort of put into words how they felt for the second time. And meantime, here's someone who wrote in about the mental barcodes, too. Hi, Ron. After each of these healings, I felt the difference in my head. My head felt lighter, and I feel a sense of relief. The second part was equally delightful as the first. Feel more relaxed and peaceful. Worked all day at a house cleaning job. Was tired. Feel great now. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thank you.
Yeah, this has been really wonderful, Ron. We all appreciate your generosity of doing these wonderful healings for us. And someone had a question. Let me just get back to this. Oh, well, two questions. When we are in front of the computer screen, or our picture is the light, are the light being doctors sending us source energy, just like you did before?
Yes, they are, uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, and here, this is an interesting question. I do the mind-to-heart drop in the mirror that shows my reflection infinite times. In the mirror, and my thinking behind this is it may disrupt their programs. Is this okay to do?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It should be fine.
Yeah, I never, really thought to do that before. Okay, somebody wrote in about this with the spirit adjustment. OMG, that felt so good. I remembered a fall off a bike at age 10 so clearly. My body just totally relaxed and softened, so peaceful. So that's good.
Very nice.
And another one. Okay. My accident that you cleared. My knees had been hurting and all of a sudden less and just now felt it gone. I cannot wait to finish it off with the set sequence timing body clearing. So that's great. Okay, another question here, Ron. Is joy and life force and peace all the same source energy? The light being clearing for a week gives those options. Yet gives us those options to try. Could you give us samples now to see the difference? So I guess the question is, how different are joy, life force, energy, and peace? And if there is a difference, could you give us a sample of each of those?
Okay, joy is a little more difficult because it's not really, it's an energy of like kind of maybe like all-knowing in you a little bit. The joy would be a word in duality, okay? So you need to look at it a little differently. It's maybe being more peaceful. Maybe another tangent off the word peaceful, okay? Where you're feeling like can't really use happiness because it doesn't necessarily relate to source energy as it's a word in judgment, but we'll do that. So here we go. One, releasing the energy here. Two, three, and you're getting energy coming to you to help you out. So one, two, three, four, it's already there. So there's the energy. Next one I'll do is we have peace, correct?
Yes.
Okay, here's peace energy. There, you have it now. And what's the next one?
Life force energy. Did you do that one?
I'll do that one. Here we go. Here it comes, life force energy to you. I'll give you what the standard energy would be, hypothetically, okay? So here we go. There, you have it now. And now what I'll do is, in a sense, double the energy, because some people like to have a little more of it. Not that it's going to work anymore, but it'll give you a little more body reaction. So this will be twice the energy, and it won't be twice the healing, but it'll be a sensation for you. So here we go. There, now you have that. So our show is getting close to the end. We'll see if we have another comment from someone before we do the My Heart Drop.
Okay, well, we do have a couple, Ron, but I'll read one, and then we'll say goodbye. Feeling lots in my head, must be the night for it. Feels like the left side of my head was lifted up and right side of my head remains the same, like a major readjustment of the balance between the two sides of my head. I was dropped on my head as a baby, so healing from that injury was what I requested. Wow. Was on both brain healing calls. This has added an additional healing to the brain, head, and spirit. Feel better and better. Thanks again, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome. So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. Say, as I now command my spirit, make the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, we need to count from 10 to 1 backwards. So if you're a newbie, we'll do that for you. If you're an oldie, maybe over 21, we'll say. You know? And you can do 3, 2, 1. So do the the 10 count, maybe for a week, get your body used to it, maybe do it maybe 20 times, and then do the 3-2-1 just to save you 5 seconds. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, so thank you. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Ann. And thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone. Have a very peaceful evening. Night.